Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Today we're talking all things startup as we learn more about a new series beginning soon called Partners in Entrepreneurial Pathways 1.0. This isn't just another business course, it's a 10-week journey into the nuts and bolts of launching and growing a venture with expert-led workshops, real-world tools, and a community of support. Whether you're a student, a small business owner, or just curious about entrepreneurship, this program is built to meet you where you are. Joining us on the Classic Hits Studio Newsline from MainStreetBusiness.org in Machias, Dodie Emerson, Down East Community Catalyst, Recovery Friendly Workplace Business Advisor, and Coastal Opportunities Advisor, Amanda Smith. What is Partners in Entrepreneurial Pathways 1.0?
Partners in Entrepreneurial Pathways 1.0 is a 10-week program that helps people explore entrepreneurship. The class meets weekly for interactive workshops with guest speakers and has practical tools. You can drop into individual sessions or complete the full program and earn 3 free college credits through WCCC or UMM. And it's fully online so anyone can join. And this is just part one. Pathways 2.0 will roll out in the spring.
What inspired the creation of the program?
So Washington County is full of entrepreneurial energy. The people here, they're creative, hardworking. They have side hustles, business ideas, and family businesses. But many don't know where to start or can't access the support they need. So this program was designed to fill that gap, and it continues because our region thrives when we invest in both new and existing entrepreneurs. Our communities need fresh ideas and strong small businesses.
And who is the program for, and is it too late to join?
So the program is for anyone curious about entrepreneurship, Lupe. Whether you already run a business, have a side hustle, or just an idea you'd like to try out, you don't need a business plan. And while the program officially starts September 18th, it's not too late because people can register and join anytime during the 10 weeks, though late participants may not earn the college credit.
And how do these sessions support different learners and schedules?
So the classes run weekly from 2 to 5 p.m., but every session is recorded and shared with the registrants. The format's interactive, there's presentations, there's group discussions, hands-on activities, so it works for different learning styles. And there's also an option to attend single sessions, so that keeps it flexible, so participants can either commit to all 10 weeks or just attend the sessions that fit their needs.
How are speakers chosen, and what do they bring to the table?
We invite local business owners, professionals, and experts with real-world experience in as speakers. They share practical advice, personal stories, and encouragement for our participants. And many are repeat contributors who know the value of investing in local entrepreneurs, and they also expand participants' networks.
And what kinds of topics are covered, and how do they build towards a complete business plan?
So each week, there's new topics that's kind of a building block. So topics such as personal strengths and ideas, understanding customers, branding, marketing, legal basics, finances, all those types of topics that you might need if you're planning or if you're trying to grow your business. And by the end of the course, the participants will have a portfolio of work that they can use as a foundation of a business plan.
How does the program support both brand new entrepreneurs and those already running businesses?
For people just starting out, it provides structure and a roadmap. For those already in business, it's a chance to strengthen skills, sharpen strategies, and get feedback from peers. The mix of perspectives really enriches the experience for everyone. People share successes, challenges, solutions, and encouragement.
What kind of transformation do you hope participants experience?
Oh, goodness. Confidence. A lot of people come in unsure, but then they leave with a clearer vision and some tools and connections. And even if they don't start or expand a business right away, they tend to leave the class feeling capable, better prepared, and really supported.
What are the benefits of the micro-credentials and college credits?
They give participants something tangible to show for their learning. The 3 free credits and micro-credentials can stack into more education. They can strengthen resumes and add credibility with funders, employers, or customers.
And what role does WCCC play?
WCCC is certainly a core partner. They provide the academic framework, they ensure the course meets college standards, and make the credits transferable. They also help work to keep the program free and accessible so that people can see that higher education is something within their reach.
Why is this important for Washington County, and how will it impact the local economy?
Small businesses are the backbone of Washington County, and this program helps people strengthen ideas or expand what they've already built. Over time, that means more jobs, more services right here at home, and more money staying in our communities. And with 2.0 coming this spring, there's a pathway for continued growth.
And how much does it cost, and how can people sign up?
Oh, it's completely free. Thanks to Sunrise County Economic Council, Washington County Community College, and other local partners. People can register at mainstreetbusiness.org and spell out Maine with an E, so it's M-A-I-N-E. streetbusiness.org, or they can just reach out directly to Sunrise County Economic Council for help. And again, it's free, flexible, and it's all rooted in local partnership.
What advice would you give to someone on the fence about registering?
Just give it a try. There's no cost and no risk. You don't need a polished idea, just curiosity. And even if you don't launch a business, you'll gain skills, confidence, and connections that carry into every part of life, work, family, and community.
And is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
If you're listening and wondering if this could be for you, it probably is, and we'd love to have you join us.
All right. From mainstreetbusiness.org, Dodie Emerson and Amanda Smith, thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Lupe.
Thank you.
Yep.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.